Last time on Left Behind.
Hello?
Hattie?
Oh, Buck!
I wouldn't give a nickel for Hattie Durham's future, whether she toes the line or not.
Doc, you're about to get your wish.
You mean we are going to Israel? Yes!
I need not tell you our interest in the rabbi's message must be kept confidential.
I got another job for you if you're up to it.
I'm always game. Where are we going?
Denver.
Nobody notices anything different about me?
Can't.
I am thinking that it might be good to take care of two problems in one afternoon.
Based on Soul Harvest, the fourth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 45 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Challenger's a skittish little bird. I'm sure they're getting tired of me hogging the runway.
He's a kid.
Delivery 6 Alpha, Dallas Tower, over.
See what I mean?
Challenger's not the easiest thing around to fly, and you're doing great. Don't worry about it. Let me get this. November 6 Alpha, over.
Tango X-ray message for Condor 216, Captain.
Roger. 216, Captain, standing by for TX message.
Subject is to call Supreme Commander immediately, over.
Roger, Dallas, thank you.
Oops, just ran out of leash.
Dallas, November 6 Alpha, we're going to break the pattern. Can we get a VFR heading, sir?
November 6 Alpha, roger. Heading 190.
Thank you, sir. Let's take her back up. I'll take the stick and you can call Captain Kangaroo.
That's Supreme Commander Kangaroo to you, pal.
I expected an immediate call, Captain.
I'm in the middle of a training maneuver, sir. How can I help you?
I have an assignment for you.
I had plans for today. Do I have an option?
This is straight from the top.
My question remains.
No. No options. If these plans delay our return, we will inform the respective ambassadors.
Must be big.
His Excellency requests that you fly to Denver today.
I'm not ready to handle the Challenger solo yet. Is there something my first officer can do?
No. This is something you alone must do. Intelligence sources have located the subject we asked you to communicate with. Are we clear?
Yeah, we're clear.
His Excellency would appreciate his message being delivered to her as soon as possible, in person.
What's the rush?
The subject is at a global community reproductive facility. GC personnel are stalling the subject.
I may have to find another way there.
Just get there today.
Before you go to the airport, Cameron, we must thank the Lord for our new brother.
Sounds good to me.
Lord God Almighty, your word tells us the angels rejoice with us over Ken Ritz. We believe the prophecy of a great soul harvest, and we thank you that Ken is merely one of the first of many millions. We pray especially that our new brother develops a hunger for your word, that you will give him boldness in the face of persecution, and that he be used to bring others into the family. We pray in the matchless name of Jesus, the Messiah and our Redeemer.
Amen.
As the new elder of this little group, allow me to welcome you to the Tribulation Force. We now number 6, and 1/3 of us are pilots.
Thank you, sir.
Now, about my return trip to Israel, when do you think it would be possible to get back there?
Well, you'll have to talk with Buck about that. I don't have any problem taking you anytime you want.
Did you ever get a hold of Hattie?
No.
So we don't know what name she's going by.
Well, I'll keep trying her.
Yeah, you're still following the doctor's orders, too, right? You need to take care of yourself, you know. And Junior in there?
Yeah, doctor's orders. I'm more worried about what you're doing to me.
Me? What did I do?
Every time you wander off, something really bad happens. Last time you left me, I woke up in Minnesota. It's gotta be your fault.
Yeah, well, what can I say? Every now and then, you just gotta cause an earthquake or two.
You are so influential.
Hey, listen, next week we'll sneak Doc Charles over here and get your stitches out, okay?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm ready to dump the cast and the cane and the stitches and this limp.
Oh.
The whole mess. I just don't know how you can stand to look at me.
Chloe. Chloe, when I look at you, I see the love of my life. Slightly beat up, a couple of dents, maybe a scratch or two, but...
Great, great. When it comes to your emotions, I rank right up there with vintage cars.
Oh, hon, look at me. When I thought I'd lost you, I'd have given anything just to have you back for just 1 minute.
Really?
Uh-huh. And yeah, we don't know what else we'll have to put these bodies through here, but think about it. Just a few more years and you'll have a perfect body, which I will enjoy being able to look at for eternity.
Sounds nice.
Uh-huh.
So, you're saying my body isn't perfect now? Is that it?
Oh, brother.
I'm kidding, you big dope. Kiss me.
So, how you feeling today?
I don't know.
Second thoughts?
Oh, second and third.
You can take all the time you need.
Thank you.
I want to assure you, though, a lot of women worry about pain. There's really nothing to it. It's quick. You'll feel so much better afterward.
Actually, it doesn't have anything to do with that. I talked to a friend of mine and... Oh, I really shouldn't say. Never mind.
You can trust me.
He told me that he thinks I should get out of here. He doesn't think it's safe.
What danger could there be in here?
Oh, I couldn't expect you to understand.
And I can't expect people on the outside to understand what goes on in here, either. We help women. You've seen the nursery. If you want to deliver this child, we'll help with that, too. I'm your friend. I want the best for you. I want you to make the right choice for you. Have you been in touch with the potential father?
Oh, no, no, I couldn't do that. Let's just say we're not on very good terms. You know, I feel guilty for getting pregnant. We weren't even married.
Guilty?
Yeah.
What is there to feel guilty about? You loved him, didn't you?
I thought I did.
Honestly, for your own good, you need to stop obsessing about right and wrong and start thinking about what's best for you.
If I decided that leaving here was the best thing, would you help me?
Of course I would, of course. But I know it's not the best thing. You're in a place that's safe, with people who care, and we have answers.
Okay.
Things always get clearer with time. You'll see. Oh, by the way, we've been having some problems with cellular phones in the building affecting test equipment. The technicians are asking if they can test each phone. Could I borrow this for a short time?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Good. In the meantime, if you need to call someone, we'll cover the charge.
Okay.
Get some rest, okay?
Yeah.
Do we need to restrain her?
I don't think it'll be necessary.
If our information is correct, it won't be long. Should we give her a sedative?
I'll keep an eye on her. She's not going anywhere. Oh, and here's her phone.
Our ETA is noon at Stapleton. Ken tells me I was a little ambitious to promise we'd see her that early. Still haven't figured out how to get there. We can't even reach Hattie. I don't even know her alias.
I can't help you there. I know it's a GC clinic, but I'm being met by an envoy.
Ray, you don't want to get there before we do.
I'll pull back on this, Andy.
Yeah.
Just that I'm in a bind with Fortunato.
I don't trust any of them, you know, or anything they say.
The whole thing's squirrely. I'll make sure I don't get there until round two.
Okay.
That'll make it work from Leon's perspective. He can't expect me to get there any faster than that.
I'll be to Scuba. Do you read me over?
Yeah, hold on a minute, Buck. This is Scuba.
Need your 1020, Scuba, over.
Stand by. Buck, hang on. I'm going to have to check something out with Mac.
Okay.
Wichita Falls. Over.
Put down at Liberal, please.
What? Albie, come back.
Stay put. I will find you in Liberal. Out.
Stand by, Albie. Buck, you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
Changing course. Not sure why.
Something wrong in Dallas?
Could be.
Hey, keep me posted, Ray.
Yeah, you got it. Scuba to Albie. Over.
We're standing by.
Just wondering if I could head back and meet you on your way. Over.
That is a negative, Scuba. Proceed as discussed. We are ending transmission and out.
I'm still coming up empty, Buck. But I'll keep trying.
You did find some clinics in the area, though, huh?
Well, yeah. They're reproductive centers. None of them were listed as GC. I called several, but they only did same-day surgery, no residents. I asked if they ever delivered babies, like Hattie said. None of them did. I'm not sure where to go from here.
Yeah, you and me both. I guess we'll wait on the runway until we get the word. Keep trying her number, though.
Okay.
I want to thank you for your help, Chloe.
It's no problem at all. All right, I just press record here, right?
That is correct.
Tell me when.
All right. Go. Good day to you, my dear brother or sister in Christ. I come to you with a heart heavy with sorrow, and yet full of joy. I sorrow personally over my family. I weep for a world that has lost an entire generation. How strange to not see the smiling faces of children. Now, I have never hidden the fact that I believe that a one-world government and currency, and especially a one-world faith, is from the pit of hell. Today I learned via radio that the astounding cellular solar network has made it possible for television to be returned to certain areas. But this does not thrill me. What is carried into our homes is final proof that society has reached rock bottom. Real life.
Yeah. Do you conduct abortions at your hospital?
For a few more days. We're shutting down in less than a month.
Why?
The owner is better off selling to the global community than paying the taxes.
Do you have any patients right now waiting an abortion?
It's all outpatient until we close. You asking for yourself or...
A friend of mine. Would there be any place else where a person could go and stay to get an abortion?
Well, there's a place in Littleton. It's a big GC testing laboratory. The clinic takes up one wing. I think the long-term patients stay there, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Why not?
The clinic and the lab work hand in hand. There's lots of cloning and fetal tissue research, stuff like that.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. You wouldn't happen to have the number of that place, would you?
Those who pride themselves on tolerance and call us judgmental are illogical. Enigma Babylon welcomes every religion and says none are to be discriminated against. I say to you, when everything is tolerated, nothing is limited. Nothing is limited.
I wish there was something more we could do. Just sitting here is going to drive me nuts, you know?
Here you go. Take a look at this.
What is it?
The rabbi is on the net, rallying the troops.
There is only relativism. My challenge to you today is to choose sides. If one side is right, the other is wrong. We cannot both be right. This webpage includes a text section.
He's got to be getting under Carpathian skin. I mean,
call
our numbers are small now.
Well, not according to that number of responses. See that counter right there?
But that
this is incredible. Carpathia has to be tearing his hair.
Think he knows?
In light of this, I call you not to a life of ease.
Your Excellency.
And at just a moment, I want to hear this.
Three-fourths of the population that was left after the rapture will die. In the meantime, we should invest our lives in the cause.
Invest what little of your life is left,
Benjamin. A great missionary martyr of the 20th century named Jim Elliot is credited with one of the most poignant summaries of commitment to Christ ever penned. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
Rubbish. Then what is it?
Your advisors are prepared for the meeting in the conference room, sir.
Very well.
We believe we have come up with a solution to the potential problems the rabbi suggests.
About 5'5". Real pretty.
I'm sorry.
this is your friend, but you don't know her name?
No, I'm sure she's using a different name so that no one will know.
If one of our patients is using a phony name, they probably don't want to be contacted.
All right, you don't understand. This is extremely important. My husband talked with her, and they...
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're under strict orders.
Look, my name's Chloe. Maybe you could tell each of the patients that Chloe called, and
I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but I'm not allowed to do that. Goodbye.
I think we just found her.
Finally, for my fellow converted Jews from each of the 12 tribes, we will rally in Jerusalem 1 month from today as we fellowship and learn to evangelize with the fervor of the Apostle Paul. Pray that God will grant a great soul harvest. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, to Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep.
This is Scuba.
Power and dominion, glory, now.
Roger.
And forevermore. World without end. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Amanda. Did you just see that? Are you watching it somewhere? I won't stop looking for you. I'll find you, and I'll prove you weren't on that plane.
Buck, I gotta wonder, why would the global community want to sponsor Tzion's return to Israel when he's just condemned Enigma Babylon?
Well, Carpathia will use whatever he can to his advantage. The interesting thing is Matthews, the guy in charge of Enigma Babylon, well, he sees himself as bigger and more important than even the global community.
So there's a showdown coming.
Yeah, the Bible teaches that Matthews will only last so long, well, according to Doc.
Maybe
she found Hattie. Chloe?
Buck, where are you?
We're still on the runway, hon.
Well, you and Ken get the rental car, and I'll just talk as you walk.
Okay, what's up? Hey, come on, Ken.
Well, there's a big GC testing laboratory in Littleton, and there's a reproductive clinic in the old educational wing of what used to be a church attached to it. And they take long-term patients.
Oh, well, did you reach Hattie then?
Well, I called and described Hattie, but the lady got suspicious. And as far as I'm concerned, she sent up a bunch of red flags. So I called back a little later, and I disguised my voice, and then I said, I need to talk to my uncle, the janitor. A little more tap dancing, and they put me through.
Oh, good.
I told this guy my husband was on the way there with a gift, but he didn't know who to ask for.
Hey, Ken, you see one you like?
Yeah, right over there.
I'm just finding the rental desk. Hey, did the janitor have anything to say?
Not much, till I told him my husband would give him $100.
$100?
Then he started coughing up everybody's name. Well, there are 4 women staying there right now.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, hang on.
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Yeah, we need a car.
Yeah, let's hope they have a decent size one.
I'll need you to fill this out.
I'll take care of it.
Good, thanks. Chloe, give me the names.
I'll give you all 4, but it's pretty much a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah? How so?
The 4 women are Conchita Fernandez, Susie Eng, Mary Johnson, and Lee Yamamoto.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Here you are, Mr. Ritz. I'll process this and get your keys.
Yeah, thanks. Chloe, give me the address and have Uncle Janitor tell Mary we're on our way.
Yeah, I don't know all what's going down here, Ray, but I got enough of a hunch that I had to stall you. Now listen, after you dropped me off, I taxied the Condor into the South Hangar. I'm heading to the cab line when Fortunato pages me from the ambassador's house. He says he's got a classified call he's got to make, and the only secure phone is on board the Condor. So he wants me to meet him back at the hangar. I tell him, sure, but that I'm going to have to unlock it, get some power on for his call, and then lock up after him. He says, no problem, as long as I stay in the cockpit and give him privacy. Okay, check this out, Ray.
What do you got?
Well, I light up the electrical, go to the flight deck, jam on the phones, and flip the switch. I tuck the machine inside one of the phones and hit record. You ready for this?
Okay, Your Excellency, I'm on the Condor. Yes, we are secure. Officer McCollum let me in the cockpit. Yes. As you instructed, the captain is on his way to Denver. They're going to do it at the facility. No. It's as good a place as any. It's going to change our trip back, though. Well, one pilot simply can't physically do this whole trip.
Well, now, that doesn't sound good.
Pretty clear, if you ask me. They want to take you both out at once. Now, listen to this. After Leon hung up, I kept the tape rolling, didn't even have a chance to switch it off. He came barreling up into the cockpit. Let me tell you, he looked worse than when I saw him after the quake.
I need to talk to you about an urgent matter.
Sure, what's up? I have just heard from Captain Steele. There is a good chance he will be delayed.
Really?
Yes. I would like to ask you to plot our return and work in enough rest time in case you have to do all the flying.
All the flying? But Sir Ray told me himself he'd be back.
His plans have changed. Officer McCullum, your service to the global community is very much appreciated. You will find His Excellency much in your debt.
Congratulations, Mac. You just got promoted.
And congratulations to you, my friend. Out of all the people in this world, the Potentate is personally overseeing your assassination.
Now, this must be the place. You ready?
Yeah. Hey, listen, Ken, I don't want us both to go in, all right? Let me see if I can find her. Keep an eye on my phone. Stay with the car, all right? Keep it running.
I'll be right here.
Hi there. I'm here to see Mary.
Mary?
Mary Johnson. She's expecting me.
And who, may I say, is asking for her?
Just tell her it's a friend. B.
B?
Yeah.
Are you related?
Well, we soon will be, I think. I hope.
One moment. Miss Johnson, were you expecting a visitor? A gentleman who calls himself B? I'll check. She wants to know how she knows you.
Remind her we met on an airplane.
He says you met on an airplane. All right. Yes, I'll tell him. I'm sorry, sir, but she believes you may have confused her with someone else.
Really? Well, can you tell me if she's alone?
Why?
Well, that may be the reason she's not admitting she knows me.
Sir, she's recovering from a medical procedure.
Already?
I'm quite sure she's alone and well taken care of. Without her permission, I'm not at liberty to share anything more with you.
So, Mac, the way I see it, they're using Hattie as bait and going after a two-for-one.
That's the way it sounds to me.
Oh, no.
What?
Buck!
What's wrong?
Well, I've got to let him know what he's walking into.
Look, Mary said something about a janitor who befriended her.
Yes, Mary? All right, I'll tell him. Mary saw you from her room. She said she doesn't know you.
What? Well, that can't be.
Wait a minute. You don't work for the global community, do you?
As a matter of fact, I do. Yeah.
Is your name Rayford Steele?
Sir, is that your car out there with the lights on?
Mr. Steele?
Yeah, thanks. I'll be right back.
But, sir, Captain Steele...
Ken, they thought I was Rayford. I was almost in.
You don't want in. Rayford's been set up. He figures you walked into an ambush.
What?
Well, that's funny. I left the car running. Hey, somebody took the keys.
Pardon me. Which of you is Captain Steele?
Right here. Were you expecting me?
Yes, we were, Captain. When your driver left the car, I thought I'd shut it off and bring him the keys. Captain Steele, we have your cargo inside. If you'll join us, please.
Cargo?
The young lady. Are you also with the global community?
Me? No, I work for the rental company. The captain here wasn't sure he'd be bringing the car back, so I drove him. He still pays for a round trip, of course.
Of course. We had a driver at the airport, sir.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to wait.
Well, if there's nothing you need from the car, then, Captain, follow me. We'll provide the captain's transportation back to the airport.
Right.
Excuse me, let me settle up with him. I'll be with you in a moment.
Very well. Captain Steele, there is no need to get back in the car.
Right. I can settle up here. I'll just be a minute.
You can't go back in there, Buck. You know that.
Well, I can't not go in either.
Buck, they're gonna kill you.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.